Welcome to The Basement. Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to The Basement. I'm Nolo.
Jose.
And we in the building, too.
We're under the building. We're under the building. We're in the lowest part of the building. Yo, you know what's crazy? I am having a really good time doing this stuff.
The recording is up?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if it's just us that's been listening to ourselves, it's been hilarious.
This is our normal conversation anyway. We just happen to be recording it now.
Yeah, so after I spoke to my brother, after his feedback, I said to myself, we should have been recording our conversations for a while.
Yeah, we had some wild conversations.
Like, that should have been going on for a hot minute, if you think about it. But, nah, it's fun. This is definitely... I could see why YouTubers get into it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then imagine it hitting off and you getting a million subscribers or something like that. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, just for you doing what you would normally do anyway.
Yeah, like, this is fun and I'm having fun just doing it. But imagine them. I could totally see why. I'm not even ready.
If you're enjoying what you're listening to so far, please help us get the word out. Whether it be through social media or just telling somebody. Or say, hey, yo, can I borrow your phone for a second? And just download the podcast on the phone, even if they don't listen to it.
Yeah, and like it. Just like give it a 5-star rating. You know what's weird? You know, when it comes to YouTube, I didn't want to be with the YouTubers be like us, subscribe to
like,
us.
Subscribe, and share, please. I love you guys.
I really don't want to be saying that all the time. I think that we've reached the point that if you like it, you're going to subscribe. If you don't, you're not. There's no reason for me to mention it.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to say this one time because we're brand new, but anything special to you happen today? Let me say this in English. Let me try again. Anything special happened to you today?
Seeing your face when you said that was so funny. Because all I can see is this part. It's almost like your...
Yo, where's the old iPad, yo?
The old iPad? That was that powering on?
Nah, I don't even want to use it. I want to use the old iPad.
I thought I was ready. Why did you unplug it? Oh, I hate you, bro. Because I know you're going to forget bringing your stuff.
And I didn't.
But you will. You will again.
I will again.
You will definitely fail again.
I just want to have the two screens. Over here, I want to put something. And over here, I want to put something else.
You know this is touchscreen, too.
I know, but I'm used to this now.
He's used to the iPad, too. All right.
So, what's up? How was your day?
I had a very interesting day.
You did?
I did.
Very good.
Full of work. But I'm betting you have a story.
Don't know always.
Slut.
And it happened at the end of the day. What happened here put a smile on my face. It made me think, you know what? We're not all different. We're all the same.
Oh, we're definitely talking about some races.
We put a...
races? I can't even finish that phrase.
Yes.
Because I don't want to make this a bleeping.
We're all the same, bro. Deep down inside,
yeah.
We're all selfish individuals.
Oh, yes.
Whether you're the left, the right, the
center. Hold on. Let me get a podium for you. Hold on. Let me get a podium for you. This nigga about to preach.
No, I'm not even going to preach. I'm just going to tell you real quick. It's a quick little tidbit. We in the locker room. All the guys, right? All of us were, you know, getting in there late, right? So all of us got in there at the same time.
This happened today.
Today.
And this is why you're late.
Yeah. Because we're all starting. Because then what happens is the locker room gets crowded with people. Usually, you know, some at the beginning, some come early, some come a little bit later. But when we all get in the middle, it's just mad dudes just bumping into each other. Get out the way. Come on. I got to hurry up and get out of here. The next shift comes in.
Did you just say I?
I? Yeah. The next shift comes in. So these shifts are bumping heads right now. You in my space. Yo, move over. All right. So one guy from the evening shift, a Haitian guy, an older gentleman. And then you have a younger guy, a black guy, American black guy, right? They're bumping into each other, taking up each other's space, whatever. And all of a sudden, they're arguing, right? I walk in the door when the argument starts. So right away, I'm happy. Like, yo, what's going on here, yo? And people that know me a lot, like, people pointing over everybody else, like, he's about to instigate.
I haven't sent you the photo of the Don Entrometido.
No. All right. So instead of walking to where I was going to normally be at, I walk around to behind the lockers where they at.
Instigating.
Saying things over. Oh, like, tell him to move over, something like that, you know? And then the dudes that are next to me just dying laughing. Like, yo, he goes instigating. And then one of them was like, why are you hiding behind the locker? Why don't you go around and say something? Then I told him, I was like, I saw something online that said if two black guys are arguing, you got to duck and cover. Right? So everybody's laughing, right? So they call me instigator, right? And then the moment of truth happened. The moment of truth that made me feel like we're all Americans and we're all in this together. Okay?
Oh, here we go. You sound...
Here it goes.
You sound extremely...
So the black dude, the young one, the American black guy, all of a sudden turns to the Haitian guy, ready? And says something to the effect of, go back to your shithole country. I was like, yes, there we go. You hate Trump, right? And you're using his words now? As soon as he said that, I lost my mind. Everybody was like, oh my God, yo, this is crazy. And then it cleared out, whatever. The guy left, whatever. Then the older Haitian guy's there, and I walk over to that side where they're at. And then the Haitian guy says, mind you, Haitians are black. The Haitian guy turns to me and goes, effing black guys. And then starts changing his clothes. I'm like, yes. Yes, this is perfect, yo. They're trying to figure out what do they have that's different, and then they use it against each other. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I love it.
Because at the end of the day, right?
At the end of the day, man, we're all in it for ourselves.
At the end of the day.
We figure out how to separate ourselves. No matter how much alike we are, we figure out a way to separate ourselves. It's artificial. Whether it be legit reasons or non-legit reasons, if you're a different skin color than me, or you come from a different place, or your language is different, we'll figure out a way to divide ourselves up. You know what I'm saying? I just thought that was interesting. So now that Black History Month is over, let's talk about Black Panther. Shall we?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
What'd you think? Thoughts?
I went into it a racist. Yeah. Just because of all the nonsense.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went in with these pre-filters of, yeah, this is going to be, you know.
You went in there thinking, like, this is going to be a mediocre movie, but the black hype is so big, and I'm ready to be let down. Like, it's overhyped, right?
Yeah, so I went in there so I was listening to, what's this guy's name?
Who?
Ben.
Ben? You heard what he said?
Yeah.
Crazy, right?
I heard what he said. Two things. What
did he say?
I don't remember. But this is what I felt
Wait,
like.
Wait, do you remember? Wait, you remember those two things, but you don't remember what he said?
I remember what he said, but not exactly, like, word for word. Basically, he was saying that people were making this out to be, oh, this is the black man's, you know, superhero. And
finally, and we got a superhero. Finally,
so I went into it with that. Then I was on Facebook, and I was doing this.
Swiping up, all right.
Swiping up.
Remember, we're not on camera.
I know. That's why I said. That's why I wanted you to say. But, and I got caught on a video of these two individuals. Don't know their name. Yes, they're black, and they were like, "This guy Ben Shapiro," and they're, you know, I guess rebuttaling or critiquing what he was saying.
Yeah.
And it was just. And the guy starts, but it's the female that's like, let me tell you something. I'm like, oh, here we go.
The accents like that?
Go. Yeah, she did. You know, in all cultures.
I heard the Ben Shapiro thing. Honestly, when I first heard it, I was like, damn, come on, Ben. Just leave this alone. Like, this is unnecessary. Right? I get what he's saying, man. He was basically saying that, you know, because... This is the first black Marvel movie. Everybody made it. Because it was based in Africa. I think that's more what it was. that everybody was like super like on board with it, regardless if they'd never seen a Marvel movie, just because it was an African based movie, you know what I'm saying, with African characters, they were buying. I get what he's saying, but also on the other hand, I'm kind of like, just let them have this, man. You know, they had black superheroes before, but they weren't Africans. You know what I'm saying? Because Blade was black, he wasn't African. You know what I'm saying? Was it Catwoman? Was black. What's the name of the other one? Spawn. Remember Spawn? No, Spawn's black. And then Meteor Man.
No, I know. You're talking about Blank the comics? Man? No, I don't remember.
Oh, my God. They're all black. Black superheroes everywhere. But
the, I remember the, Spawn. Yeah,
but the difference Spawn. Was that he's African and he was a king of a nation. So to them, they looked at it like, we've never been depicted in a light of being a good guy, right?
Right.
So think of any movie you can think of. Black people are normally the bad guys, or they're violent, or they're slaves. So I understand the hype. And to the point where I almost feel like I get why you guys are so hype about it. And I'm okay with that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm okay with that. What I don't like is when people make it seem like, oh, this hype is because this is the best movie ever made, and it's only because there's black people in it, blah, blah. Then at that point, it's almost like you're pushing something that it's not. You know what I'm saying? I get the hype that it's an African superhero, and he's a king, and he's a hero, and blah, blah, blah. I get that. But when you start to push it and say that the only reason why it's good is because it's black, then I get what Ben is saying. You see what I'm saying? Do you follow so far what I'm saying?
I do, but I feel like what culture doesn't do that? Or doesn't feel that way in regards to, you know, like the Indian movies. You know what I mean? You've seen those?
No.
You've seen the music videos?
Or the Bollywood, you're saying? Yes. Or the dancing? Those are one of the best. Sometimes I watch the little clips on Facebook, I'm like, these guys are really good.
Yes!
They're really good. You ever seen the one where they're like a bunch of soldiers? That they lock the shields and they turn into like a ball or something and they're rolling around killing people.
I have to
see that. Oh my God, they're so good, bro. I'm telling you. They're so bad that they're good.
So that's my point. To them, they're the best.
Yeah.
It's the best. So when you say let them have that, that's what you mean, no?
What do you mean? Like let them
have it.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let them have the hype.
Let them have it.
Let them have it. What I don't like is people pushing something that it's not. It's not necessarily because they're black, it's a good movie. That's not what it is. Okay? First of all, let me just tell you my thoughts on the movie. The movie, to me, was a great movie. Not the best Marvel movie. Top five, maybe? At least in the top five, I feel like. You know? It was really, to me, it was a really good movie. I liked the bad guy, Killmonger. I thought that guy, Michael B. Jordan, the actor. After watching him in that movie, I'm like, he should be a bad guy in all the movies. He plays that role well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Black Panther himself, the actor, the actual Black Panther, I was like, oh, he's all right. You know, not see anything special about him. Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess
He seemed...
He was all right. There's nothing special about him, really.
He seemed average.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's nothing special about him. I like the girl.
I mean, he couldn't even get the girl, right? Oh, he got the girl, right?
Did he get the girl? I don't know. Wait, did he kiss her? I don't even remember.
He kissed her at the end.
I didn't believe that love story.
Yeah, that was another thing. It seemed...
Forced.
Huh? Yeah, it seemed forced.
It seemed like...
It seemed more like she was the sister. Yeah. And then the real sister, I felt like it was pushing.
I really liked the sister. Her role.
In the beginning, I guess.
She played like a younger sister.
Nerdy.
You know what I'm saying? She felt like a younger sister. Like, you know, joking around with her brother all the time. Like,
Maybe then it's him. I think it's him.
I'm telling you, it's him, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I think he's a good actor. I just don't think that. I just think he was surrounded by such good actors, he was overshadowed. Let me say it like that. You know what I'm saying? Because the bad guy was good. The sister did a good job. Who else? You know, the guy with the robot arm, with the gun on it.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert! I don't know if you guys are, get it by this point. Spoiler alert! All right. If you haven't seen the movie yet, pause this, watch the movie, and then listen again. Right?
Yeah, you're so really the guy with that announcement.
Yeah, I know.
Like extreme.
So the guy with the robot arm, I thought he was a great bad guy, and the fact that they killed him made me feel like you guys missed an opportunity. You could have made a really good storyline with him later on. Me personally, I thought when they shot him, remember when there was like the broken airplane or whatever that was there? He was hiding behind it, and he got shot in the leg or something. I thought what he was going to do is kill him, but shoot him like a tranquilizer or something, then take him. And when I saw him dragging him in the bag out of whatever he was carrying him on, I don't remember. It was like a blue tarp.
Duffel, whatever it was.
I thought he was going to bring him to the king, like a dead body, and then all of a sudden the guy would wake up like normal and start blasting people. That's what I thought was going to happen. But the fact that he was actually dead was like, ah, man, that was a good character you guys killed off.
Yeah, but I guess it makes sense that he did kill him off because he was one of them. So he doesn't he wants to be the only one that wants to be basically the only one that knows where it's at.
No, but you know what it was? He the bad guy, come on. He didn't like white people. His whole premise was the white man has taken this away from us, it's time for us to take it back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I know, but I'm just talking about the who was the bad guy again? What was his name?
Killmonger.
Yeah, his thing was, yes, that was his thing, but he wanted to be the one to do it, not this guy with the freaking bionic arm, right? And besides, he was worth something.
Well, the thing with the guy with the bionic arm, he felt like he had something from... Remember, that guy, Killmonger, wanted to be king. His whole purpose of going out there was to challenge for the throne. Remember, when he was fighting him, he's like, I've been training for this my entire life. I killed in Iraq. I killed in Afghanistan. I killed whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So his goal was already to be there. So for him, this white man stole something from Wakanda. So for him, it's like, I'm using you to get there, but you're not going to make it. I'm taking you out.
Now, when he got in and you saw him, right? He's part of that tribe that helped him get in, right?
No, that tribe that's on the outskirts. They're like...
They had the little things in the cheeks? Yes. Okay. But you notice that type of work, the bubbly thing?
Yeah, yeah.
You notice that he had that on his...
Yeah, yeah. But what he was saying, each one of those was a kill.
I know that. But yeah. What I'm saying is that he's closer to that tribe than the monk, than the gorilla ones on...
No. Check this out.
What are they called?
Did you watch the movie I saw?
I did see the movie!
The king before Black Panther. The father.
Yes.
His brother went to America for something.
I know that, but...
So he is part of the bloodline of the kings. He's not one of the other tribes. He's that tribe. The Black Panther tribe.
Yeah, but there's a... So he didn't have a big disc in his lip, right?
No.
He wasn't part of that tribe. But he would resemble a tribe. He would resemble those tattoo marks that the guy has in his face with the little bubbly skin. But he has it throughout his whole chest.
Maybe those are just the kills.
I know that's what the movie says they are, but isn't it interesting that he chose that method to record that resembles that particular tribe? I don't know, bro. I'm just asking the question. You're looking at me like, who are you? Get out of here.
So, the reason why I think he was such a good bad guy. Also, first of all, he's a good actor. He's a great actor. Second of all, his reasons for doing what he wanted to do, I thought were, I get it. Like, I don't, like, if somebody was to do that, I'd say, you're wrong, but I get you. I see what you're doing. You see what I'm saying? So for him, he's saying that the white man came over to Africa and took the Africans as slaves and was enslaving them for hundreds of years and doing all these bad things to them, right? And he's saying that Wakanda has the technology to take it back, to fight for the black men, but they haven't done it. They've been staying isolated in a bubble, right? So what he's saying, he's like, I want to pop that bubble and let the weapons loose, let the power out, so the black man can have more power over the white man.
So...
I'm gonna undress again. All right, just keep going.
You're gonna undress again?
Yeah.
Bro, you know.
I can't help it, bro.
Why don't you come in like that?
Because I got excited.
You gotta relax, bro. So, do you remember? So we're at that part, right? We're at that part of the scene where he dies.
Who? The Black Panther.
Yeah,
the water fight scene?
No, where he dies, you know, he dies.
At the end of the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just talking about storyline.
I know, but you're at that point where he dies. He's on there and they killed him. And he, you remember what he said?
When he brought him out to the...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
To see the sun?
Yeah, he's like,
that's where we're at.
He was the most beautiful.
Yeah, and then you remember what he said before he, you know...
Yeah, because he's like, we have the technology to heal you.
Right, what does the bad guy say?
He's like, I don't remember the exact quote, but something to the thing of, I'd rather die, bury me in the ocean, because I'd rather die than be held captive like you did with the ancestors, or something like that. Something to that. Do you have the quote there?
No. Do you? You have two devices. This guy thinks I'm his secretary, I swear.
Jamie, can you just bring up the quote for the Black Panther?
Who would be the Jamie in our circle? Who do you think?
Bro, we don't have one.
We don't have a Jamie.
We would be the Jamie to somebody else. Nobody else has even a computer. Right? I can't even think of one person that just has a computer.
This is why our closest friends are not going to listen to us. Comments like that.
Damn, there's too many quotes here. But
just type in his name, dead quote.
I text that out, bro.
That's probably what the problem was. You were trying to spell.
Just keep going.
So anyways, when I'm up to that part, I think of American Gods.
I haven't even seen that.
Blasphemy.
You've been keeping up with it?
Heck no. I only saw it to a certain point that I was like, I think I'm done.
I think I saw what you're up to.
Did you see the ones where... So basically this is a show about different gods, right? Throughout American history.
You know what? Okay, I haven't been following the show, but what I get from the show feels like this.
Hold on, dude. Let me finish my thought.
My bad.
Damn.
I just know that you can say it wrong.
That's why you get sweaty. Bro, I'm not saying anything about the show. Basically, it's about different types of gods we worship throughout American history. And they have these little short scenes, these little storylines in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Did you see the one with the slaves?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, I relate that to the ending of what he said. To me, it's the same thing.
Do you remember what they said on the boat? He was telling them.
The life you're going to live if you let yourself get captive.
Oh, that's right. Because he told them to fight them or something like that, right? Did they fight?
It's better to die.
Yeah, I got the quote here. You ready?
Go ahead.
Nah, bury me in the ocean with my ancestors that jumped from the ships.
Why do you gotta sound like that? Hold on. What do you don't know? No.
I'm trying to make his voice like the movie, bro. I'm trying to get this part in the movie. All right, let me live. I don't know if there's a director listening to this right now.
I'm telling you right now, he's not. He turned it off.
Let me try again because you rudely interrupted me. All right?
Go ahead.
Now, bury me in the ocean with my ancestors that jumped from the ships because they knew death would be better than bondage.
Yes.
That's pretty gangster quote too.
So if you watch that scene, it's to me the same thing.
Yeah.
It's acting. It's actually acting what he... acting it out.
Yeah.
It's a dope scene.
Yo, that I thought the movie was great. I thought that the sister, I think she did a good job with the sister. I feel like there's some things that I'm just like, I don't get it. Like when it's time for the Black Panther to become king, he has to drink something to take away his power. So he's a regular guy. And they challenge everybody. He opens up a challenge for anybody to fight. I would have been took that chance, all right? If it was me out there, I'm like, ugh. But then again, it's still death or...
Tapping out.
Submission or something like that, right? I'd be like, oh, let's hope that he submits me here right now. It's worth a try. You never know if you're going to kill him. You know what I'm saying?
Or you know, that he taps out, submits.
Yeah. And, so he went unchallenged, correctly? Oh, no, the gorilla guy challenged him.
Yeah.
I think that in the comic book, his name is Man-Ape. Because I remember him fighting
Black. I like that character.
I thought he was a good character, too.
Like, he turned around.
Yeah. See, the whole mythos, I thought was great. You know what I'm saying? The whole mythos, I thought was great. The fact that there was 5 tribes, but one of them is up in the mountain, they don't want to be part of the group. So there's 4 down here, and there's 1 up there.
Makes sense.
And he wants to be separate.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Because they don't want part of technology. They want to live like tribals. The ones that are down below want to use the technology, the vibranium. And then eventually they looked at the people that had the vibranium as, you guys have all the money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we're up here living regular. You guys got all the money. So you guys are the... It kind of resembles you, in America at least, you hate... Poor people hate rich people just because they're rich. There's no reason to hate them. You just hate the rich. Even though... Listen, if I made a medical device that could save millions of lives and I sold them for $1, and it, whatever it is, a nanoprobe, I made it. It's self-replicating. It's so cheap for me to make. I give it to you. It's a pill. You take it. It's $1. It'll heal you completely. I become a billionaire off that. Automatically, people hate me because I'm rich. Even though I did so much to help the world. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like that's not... It's not a good way to look at it. You know what I'm saying? People do what they... Some people live their life freaking messing around and getting high and, you know, watching cartoons, and then they're poor the rest of their life. They can't be mad at the rich man for following his path. You know what I'm saying? It's a good-ass movie, though. For sure.
Yeah, I would definitely, you know,
watch it. I recommend it.
100%. I would recommend that I would watch it again, even. Like, yeah. When it comes out.
I think I'm going to watch it again.
It's pretty good.
I gotta give my money to support Black. To support Black movie.
That's...
Nah, but my 2 older kids I haven't seen. That's why I gotta take them. I'll probably take them this weekend.
Yeah, it's definitely... So you get to see it again.
Yeah, I'm good at it. Yo, I can't... Like, if I was an American Black person, right? So I don't like to call them African-American because some of them are not African. Some of them are Jamaican. Some of them are... But I guess in this case, it would be African-Americans. If I was an African-American, I would take pride in this movie. I would even feel myself agreeing with the bad guy. Right? Like, yeah, they took... You see that now. You heard about what happened in South Africa? They voted to take land away from the white people and give it to the Black people. Take it away. Not we'll pay you out, we'll buy you out. Or, like, it's our land now. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. That's insane.
Yeah.
So was it violent? No.
I don't know. It's going on. They're like, they just passed the law or whatever.
Like, you guys gotta go.
You white people gotta leave our land. Ain't that crazy? And now people at my job were saying, yeah, good. The white man stole it from them. I was like, yeah, but that white man didn't steal it. He was born there. He don't know nothing about anything that happened in the past. To him, this is my land. My grandfather had it, my father had it, now I have it. I didn't think nothing of it. But they're like, yeah, but he stole it from the Black man. I was like, yeah, but not from these Black men. Right?
This, the crimes of the father, what was the sin?
The sins of the father to a 1,000 generation. So now check this out. Now, I told them this. I was like, I see what you guys are doing. I get it. Okay? This is your land. This is your people's land, you know, historically. They didn't commit the crimes. Their parents committed the crimes, so to say. Right? So then you also have to agree with me, when illegals come into the country with children, the children didn't commit the crime. The parents committed the crime, but the children still got to pay for it, right? You would also agree with that then, right?
Well.
And then right there, everybody was like, oh, they don't know what to say. You know? Because if you're going to agree with that, then your logic would have to follow. And you would have to say, yep, they got to go then. Give the Black man the white man's land, and these immigrants gotta go. Even though they didn't commit the crime, their parents brought them here. right? They didn't commit the crime. Just like the white man didn't commit the crime. Their parents did it.
They gotta go.
They gotta go. Or you let the white man keep it and you let the immigrant stay. It's up to you.
Sounds similar to...
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can let the white man keep it and then work something out. Say, okay, look, you guys have all the land. This is why you got all the land. We're asking you to donate some land, or maybe you guys we you know, make some sort of fund, a tax of some sort. You know, tax me 2% of whatever, anything I sell on that land, that money goes into a fund that helps the native black people get land. You know what I'm saying? Like, the government will help. Same way we say, you know, you came over here as a child, you know, you didn't commit this crime, your parents did it, but we're going to keep you in the country, we're going to help you mature into an American citizen. We're going to help you get there. We're going to give you whatever citizenship you need to... You know what I'm saying? Like, if we're going to work this out, let's work this out across the board.
Or to the very least, if they're going to say, you got to go, right, let me help you get a, you know, residency somewhere else. That's it.
Or if, yeah, let's say you got to... I mean, look, realistically, if... No matter where you go in this world, if you say, I was educated in America, that means something. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter what school you went to. You could have went to whatever community college down the road. If you said, I was educated in America, I got my master's degrees in America, it doesn't matter what school you went to, you said the words America, you're in, baby. Imagine you're an illegal from Mexico, and you said, I got my college degree in America, and you can move to Mexico. They're like, hell yeah, what do you want to be, CEO? What do you want? Yeah. What can you do? You speak English fluently, you speak Spanish fluently. Let's go. We're ready. You're international at this point. You could work for us. You could talk to people in the UK. You could talk to people in Canada. You could talk to people in Australia. These are all English-speaking countries we could communicate with. You also speak Spanish. That's a whole South America. We're talking about Spain. Yo. And you got a college degree? Let's go. I see you writing things down, baby.
Unlike you.
You like the way I closed the book and pushed it away from me and just started talking?
Yeah, I see that.
But you know what's crazy?
This all came from Black Panther.
This all came from Black Panther.
Go ahead.
You know what's crazy? Where's a Spanish superhero?
So I saw that post you put up.
Huh? Larry. That's what we have, right?
Huh? You know what? That's what I want. That's exactly who we are. I think, I mean, for me at least, I don't know. You're a clown. You're a clown ass. Clown ass there. So am I. At the end of the day, I think that's at least to one extent, I think that's what our audience are going to gather by listening to us.
But I can't even think of a Spanish superhero. Look at that. We're blank. I got nothing.
What about in The Flash? Was there a Spanish side other hero there?
Oh, from the TV show, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that guy was made up for the show.
Yeah, no. You know more about the comics than
I'm telling you. So. The only one I could think of is Miles Morales. He is half black, half Puerto Rican. He's a Spider-Man from the Ultimate Universe. That's all I can think of. Now, Marvel got this new thing called Marvel Now, I think it is, where they're trying to, like, diversify. And
I feel like I heard this.
It's just a fail. I haven't read the stories. The stories of the... Oh, crap, the battery's gonna die. I forgot to charge it. I haven't read all the stories about it, of the comics, but, like, the Hulk is now an Asian kid. Captain America is... Captain America is the Falcon, the black guy with the wings, which I think he was before, so I don't see nothing. You know, like, there's some things I'm like, I get it. Some things are like, what are you guys doing? Like, the Chinese Hulk, the Asian Hulk. I'm like, what was it? What's wrong with the Hulk we had? I feel like that was almost everything. I'm like, what's wrong with the guy we had? Oh, Iron Man.
Sound effects.
Iron Man is now a black girl with a big afro.
Iron Man.
She's now called the Iron Heart or something like that. That's what I'm saying. Like, what's wrong with Iron Man? He was good. But what they're doing is the fact that all these Avengers were white men.
Oh.
That's what it is. Oh. So they're trying to diversify.
Why?
I don't know.
I feel like that's more disrespectful than the The fact that you had all white guys.
Yeah, because now you're like...
Now you're making it...
Ooh, look what I
Now you decide to address the issue?
Yeah.
It's look too late. Look what I
did for you guys.
Just leave
Remember a couple years ago, they were like trying to make a lot of superheroes gay? Do you remember this?
What?
They made Green Lantern gay. They made one of the Green Lanterns gay. They made... there's another hero. But they made Cap, the Batgirl. I think she was gay. So, like, it almost felt like, what are you guys doing? Like, we have gay characters.
Yeah, I don't... And Star Trek does this too, right?
Not so much.
But not so much. This is true. I actually feel like the older Star Trek was a little more...
pushing it?
But it was... First of all, it was more risque because in the 90s, I guess it was just a thing that was coming out, right? Not too long ago.
Yeah.
So, remember that scene with Dax and the ex-wife of the former symbiote?
And they kissed? And everybody's like, ooh!
That was in the 90s. That was like...
I know.
Mid to late 90s.
But you know what's funny? I think that strategically, the showrunners thought, let's have two women kiss. Because if we put two men to kiss, they might be... That's too hard. Right? Because even now with the new show, watching two guys kiss is almost like, ooh. It's like, oh, man. So strong, you know? Like, I feel like women kissing, they're so soft, and someone's like, oh, they love each other. Two guys kiss.
Oh, they love each other. He got that 90s mentality right now. That's what's happening right
maybe
now.
Maybe it's just me.
It is.
When two women kiss, I feel like it's two pillows touching each other. When two men kiss, it's like taking two bricks and touching something. Because men are so, like, so hard, you know what I'm saying? It's two bricks and just.
Damn, I'm gonna have to put gay in the notes here. And I have to define this later on, so you're going to have to break it down. Good luck.
Yeah, I know.
But
we don't got no Spanish superheroes. The closest Spanish superhero we got is... damn, what the guy's name is, yo. what's the dude's name? Oh, my God. That he did the stand-up special. That he was a one-man show, and he was acting on his father and his mother. Starts with an L, I think. His last name.
Jesus Christ.
It was old show, bro. Old, like in the 80s, 90s. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
I don't have.
Remember there was a story that his father was a dishwasher, but he didn't know that? His father went to work with a suit.
I feel like I saw that.
John Leguizamo. There you go. That's the closest thing we have to a superhero.
And why? Because he was a drag queen?
Because he was like one of the first Latino, you know, superstars.
You're talking about like okay, not when we're off the superhero. We're talking about superstars,
superheroes, whatever you want.
Latino.
I mean, we got Jennifer Lopez, but to me, it's like I feel like she. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just talking to my butt here. I felt like Jennifer Lopez is an actress that forced her way into the music industry. She pushed it in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's not really a musician. She made that Selena movie, and she's like, I'm a singer now. That's what it felt like. It didn't feel like she was a singer that became an actor, and then later on, like, now my passion is music. It felt like I'm an actor. I did a movie that I sung. Hey, I like singing. Let me keep doing that.
Yeah. I can see that. We don't have anybody else Spanish-wise?
I'm sure they're out there, but they're like you can't hide being black. You know what I'm saying? You're black. You can look at you. There's a black guy. There's something in you that's
you can hide being Spanish.
You can hide being Spanish. Like Del Toro, something Del Toro, some Spanish guy. He's an actor. He just played one of the. You don't even watch the Marvel movies, so I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Yeah, no. What about
Guillermo del Toro? I think he's Spanish, but he never talks. He never did a Spanish movie. Like he was just.
When you said Guillermo, I'm thinking Jimmy Kimmel's
his uncle or whatever, his security guard.
Yeah.
Like I can't even think of any black Spanish famous anything.
George Lopez. I know it gets worse. That guy Quiñones.
What are you talking about?
That guy who does the What Would You Do?
Oh, yeah. He's Spanish.
We got Geraldo.
Geraldo.
Weba. Yeah, all B-listers.
Not even.
The Power Ranger Spanish guy.
The Power Ranger Spanish
guy. Oh, not the Power Ranger Spanish guy. I'm bugging.
For a second, I got excited, bro. I was like, I missed one.
Was he? Oh, guess not.
I'm what bugging. Was he then? What the hell are you talking about? That's what I want to know. I don't know. I want to know what you were just thinking about.
Ah. The worst, bro.
Ah, it's on your tip of your tongue. Can you see him?
Yes.
What does it look like?
I'm thinking about Saved by the Bell.
Oh, Christian Slater. Okay. Yeah. I guess. Is he? He's Spanish, right?
Jose Canseco.
That's right. You got a drug addict. He's a drug addict. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
I'm just hoping that there's more
out there. Out of all the ones we mentioned no disrespect to the ones we didn't mention. Sorry.
There's more. There's definitely more.
Yeah.
They're just not.
What I'm saying is that as far as the ones that we've named, I think Johnny.
He's to me.
I think he.
Now name the best. Now name to you would be the best black actor. You got Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
You got
Morgan Freeman.
You got Will Smith.
Did you see Marlon? I think it's Marlon Wayans.
Marlon Wayans.
Did you see his
the special? Yeah. I didn't see the whole thing.
What did you think?
I gotta watch it. I don't want to talk about him. I want to watch the whole thing, bro.
You didn't watch the whole thing? How much did you watch?
Like
10?
Maybe 10. Not even. Like 5 maybe minutes.
Ah.
Because I was like, let me stop this because I want to watch it with my wife.
Okay. Let's write this down.
But yo, man, if you're Latino out there, hit us up. Let's change the world. Do something, man. Be an actor. Do something, man. I work in a hospital. You know how many Latino doctors I see?
Latin. Like 2, 1.
Probably like, maybe in the whole entire hospital, I see maybe 4. In the entire hospital.
What was I listening to that they were saying that, that was you. You were telling me how doctors don't want to take on the job because of the liability.
It's funny because, you heard it because you're listening to it. So you're like, where did I hear this at?
That's how it works. Yeah, so the human being is a selfish, selfish thing.
It is, for sure. Right? And that's why people agree with the bad guy, Black Panther, because it's selfish. They're like, yeah. Let me finish it off with this one last thing. The Killmonger, Black Panther, was the Malcolm X. Black Panther was Martin Luther King. They both wanted the same thing. They just were going about it different ways. Right? Martin Luther King was like, we got to fight. We got to riot. We got to arm ourselves. Martin Luther King was like...
That's your analogy of it.
Peace. Yeah. That's the way I saw it.
That's the way you
They know. Both wanted the same goal. The same goal was to advance their people. They just went about it different ways. One guy wanted to do it violent. The other guy wanted it nonviolent.
What do you think about the storyline? What do you think is messed up?
What do you mean?
That the brother killed the brother?
In the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's messed up. I'm sure they could have worked something out.
Like, enough that it was like what he had done, had the people known about it, somebody would have taken him down, right? It would have been like, you have to step down. Or
something would have happened. Something. There would have been some sort something of something. Must have, yeah.
They couldn't possibly continue letting this man be king.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It is what it is, man.
Black Panther, check it out, I guess.
Please watch this movie.
Who's our sponsor today?
Today's sponsor is Marvel Entertainment.
Yo, the basement.
Peace.